Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
This is a special GSU E&I radio show broadcasting live from Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022, celebrating this year's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund, cohort number 3. I'm your host, Lee Cantor, and I am so excited to be talking to Tanisha DeLeon with Generator. Welcome, Tanisha.
Hi.
Before we get too far into things, tell us a little bit about Generator. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so Generator, we're a nationally ranked accelerator based out of Madison, Wisconsin. We also have offices nationally. I'm a senior director with our social impact program, so work specifically with entrepreneurs who are early stage, high traction, working with either ed tech or some type of social impact startup.
And then what brings you to the event here today?
Yeah, good question. So way back when, we started a G Alpha University program at UW-Madison. Little by little, our sponsors, the American Family Insurance Institute, were interested in coming to Atlanta and putting on a four-week program for students who are interested in entrepreneurship. It was through some prospecting that I found Erica Bracey, who heads a lot of the work at Launch GSU. So we actually, this summer, ran a four-week accelerator with GSU students, who some of which are actually presenting today.
And then what happens during those 4 weeks?
Yeah, so during the 4 weeks, we focus on things like a business model canvas, proof of concept, coming up with an MVP, as well as a pitch deck. So I was really excited to see some of the students using the pitch that we actually helped them with 4 weeks ago.
So what's your backstory? How'd you get involved with helping startups?
Yeah, good question. So I'm originally from Boston, and right out of college, I had a job in business development, and that quickly turned into a career in cannabis startups. So I worked for a corporate cannabis company helping black and brown owners and workers get into the space. And it was there that I saw that there was a lot of inequity when it came to business investing. It's hard to be a black entrepreneur, but to be a black entrepreneur who also wants to open up a cannabis business is, you know, a lot harder. So,
degree of difficulty increases.
Exactly. A lot. Right. So it was through that I realized I wanted to get into investing in VC. And shortly after, I got a job at Generator.
So it's that simple. If you want to be in VC, you just say, hey, I want to be in VC, and you get to do this.
I don't think it's that simple, but I think Generator is definitely interesting place, right? Like, we have a lot of people who are coming from all over to help out with programs, whether that be direct, program manage. So I think you have to find the right place. If you want to get into venture capital, there are definitely a lot of accelerators like us who look into your background.
So at Generator, in a day-to-day basis, what's a day look like for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. So on a day-to-day basis, there's sort of two modes. I'm either in program or out of program. When I'm out of program, I'm helping recruit for the next program that's coming up. Listening to a lot of pitches, I always say my job is very close to Shark Tank. So, you know, I'll get to listen to a lot of people's ideas and stories. When I'm in program for 4 to 7 weeks at a time, we're actually helping mentor founders who have early stage, high traction startups in education, technology, and impact.
So what is some of the things you've learned that maybe at a glance you can tell, This one's got a chance, this one doesn't have a chance. Like, what are some of the kind of do's and don'ts for that founder?
Yeah, I think coachability is definitely one of them. So often, you know, when you're listening to a pitch, you might have an idea or have a very specific question. And sometimes founders can be really resistant. I understand that, you know, it's essentially a founder's baby, right? Someone's idea is super important.
And you're
important.
Saying the baby's ugly.
No, I don't call babies ugly. But yeah, I think it's important to give good feedback, right? So as a founder, it's important for you to be able to take that feedback, incorporate it into your pitch, and follow back up, right? So I always get super impressed when, for example, I say, hey, can you fix this in your pitch deck? And a founder comes back a few weeks later like, hey, can I show you this improvement? I think, too, using that feedback to maintain relationships is super important.
Right. And that's an important thing. People don't realize how powerful it is if when someone gives you advice that you listened.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you go, hey, I listened. Right. And people are like, wow, like you get so many extra points for just doing that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that can really get you ahead of the game if you are kind of sincerely trying to improve and listen instead of thinking that you are the smartest person in the room.
Exactly. And I think, too, like being open to creating relationships, asking specific questions. So, for example, if someone says, hey, Tanisha, I see you were connected to this person on LinkedIn and we have a good meeting, I'm more than happy to, you know, introduce you to that person moving forward. So if you come to that meeting knowing I have a specific connection or, you know, you have a specific question, that makes it a little bit easier.
So now in your work, you're traveling around the country, kind of partnering with universities like GSU?
Yeah, so I'm lucky. I'm a remote employee, so our programs are virtual. However, we do have over 50 programs. So some are based in cities like Indiana. Others are virtual, just like mine.
And then, so this kind of an event, this Main Street event, this is right up your alley? This is something?
Exactly. Yeah. So I learned about the Main Street seed fund through the internet when I was prospecting colleges to bring G Alpha University into. Met Erica Bracey and some of her colleagues. So this is up my alley because of all the pitching, I think, that's happening and awesome ideas. There's also not enough spaces for early stage, high traction startups like these to showcase their work. So yeah, super excited to be here.
And then what do you think that this ecosystem needs more of, having kind of gotten a little glimpse of it?
I think it needs more of these types of events. Also just time to be vulnerable with one another. It can be super hard to be a founder, entrepreneur on a day-to-day basis. So especially with COVID, you know, there aren't enough spaces for us to be in community with one another. So just like this, I think we need more.
So now Generator is trying to help in that regard and build community, right?
Yeah, community is super important. Our mission is to be the best community partner we can be. And that could be, you know, mentoring one-on-one with a founder, having free office hours. So if you go onto our website, you can actually see our staff and what they work with, sign up for office hours that way too.
Now, when you're here at the Main Street and you see that this is Main Street, mm-hmm. this is not Wall Street, right? This isn't Tech Street.
Yeah.
It's a different group of people here than in a lot of incubators and accelerators that are out there.
Yeah.
Are you seeing more of this around the country, or is this kind of an exception?
I'm actually seeing more and more Main Street companies come to play. I think years ago we were seeing a lot of apps come out and a lot of VCs kind of upping their, you know, their checks in the Silicon Valley. But I think as things expand, we're going to need more local businesses that are solving local issues.
So I agree 100% that we need more of that. Yeah. Are you seeing more of that bubble up?
I think little by little. So, and to answer your question, so like, for example, as a startup, you need to have a go-to-market strategy, and odds are that go-to-market strategy involves people in your that are right next to you, right? So I don't think necessarily all businesses are mainstream, but I think a lot of them start as mainstream businesses.
Now, do you see kind of the investing class want to invest in some of these companies that aren't necessarily the next unicorn? Yeah. They're going to make an impact for themselves, their family, their community, but they may not make an impact on the bottom line of, you know, a VC that's looking for a unicorn or a 10x unicorn.
Right. I think you have to find the right fund and the right people. So, for example, at Generator, we do work with Main Street businesses with some of our programs. There are some venture capitalists and who aren't looking for a 10X, right? If you're an impact investor, that X might be a little bit smaller.
But it's still real. The impact is real. Impact is important.
So I think, you know, a lot of times when it does come to impact investing, we're not looking as closely as the numbers as we are for a SaaS, typical SaaS company. However, I think that's where strategic partnerships come in, right? So if you're a Main Street business and you happen to get a really awesome partnership with GSU or an American Family Insurance Institute, right? Like that's still an investment to some extent, and it can help you push your career forward.
So what do you need more of? How can we help you?
Yeah, I think definitely for people to look at our programs. So Generator, I mentioned this, we have over 50 programs. Not only do we have your, you know, free accelerators, but we also have your traditional investment accelerators, corporate programming, upskilling for people who are looking for jobs. We even help people who are, you know, artists and musicians. So if you're looking to upskill your career as an entrepreneur, I highly recommend looking at our website and applying to some of our programs. I also didn't mention, but we also have a conference series for next year called On Ramp. So, yeah, we have a lot coming up in 2023. Definitely recommend looking at our website.
And the website coordinates?
Yeah, so it's www.generator, and that's G-E-N-E-R, the number 8TOR.com.
Well, Tanisha, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022.